to bow our heads and pray. If only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Also heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. I am responsible for my thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and behaviors. I am not responsible for other people's thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and behaviors. What? If you're anything like me, these words struck me as odd. I saw it written in a Focus on the Family book last week, and for some reason, I immediately got defensive. The words echoed again. I am responsible for my thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and behaviors. I thought, not true. That is not true. I mean, all I could think of is how other people have caused me to be upset or angry, or what other people were doing to me that wasn't right. My reactions were entirely in my control, but instead of doing the right thing, I was countering the situation by sinning myself. I had power in the Holy Spirit to control my thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, but instead of tapping into God's unlimited Holy Spirit to help me, I focused on fixing other people, and I replayed what they said or they didn't say or what they did or they didn't do over and over like a scratched and skipping record in my mind. At times, I would even tell other people about it instead of talking to God. I was stuck on the same thing, worried about getting my point across or waiting for the apology that never came, instead of listening to the Lord's still small voice. And that didn't stop there. Anytime my kids did something contrary to the Lord's teaching, I immediately internalized it, felt embarrassed, carried shame at times, and listened to the lie that I failed at being a parent. And I'm not saying that people don't do the wrong thing. And I'm not saying there isn't anything that we need to repent for. But I do believe many of us carry loads that we were never meant to carry. And actually, the minute these words sunk down deep to my heart and soul, I was in tears. It was such a freeing of my spirit to realize and remember that I have control over myself, not other people. Here's a few verses that I looked up that helped me to reflect even deeper. Ezra 10:4. Get up, for this matter is your responsibility, and we support you. Be strong and take action. Jeremiah 17:9-10. The heart is more deceitful than anything else and incurable. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, examine the mind. I test the heart to give to each according to his way, according to what his actions deserve. 1 Corinthians 2:11. For who knows a person's thoughts except his spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Psalms 119:59. I thought about my ways, and I turned my steps back to your decrees. Proverbs 12:5. The thoughts of the righteous are just, but guidance from the wicked is deceitful. Proverbs 21:8. A guilty one's conduct is crooked, but the behavior of the innocent is upright. Now let's listen to this one more time. But this time, really listen. Let it sink into your spirit and in your mind and in your heart. Reflect on it this week. I am responsible for my thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and behaviors. I am not responsible for other people's thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and behaviors. Others may influence my thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and behaviors, but they do not determine them. Lord Jesus, you perceive our thoughts from afar. You know the intentions, actions, words, feelings, beliefs, and behaviors. Help us not to haphazardly throw our emotions around to our friends and family and spouses or children, but take a hard look inside at our responsibility in our relationships. May we be in alignment with you and your truth always.
And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.